another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, baby. Coming at you on this Tuesday afternoon, November 29th, 2022. My name, Eddie Greer, the third host of this Purple Project Podcast. It's the name of the show, all about K-State Athletics, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. This will come out tomorrow. It is your weekly look ahead, the championship weekend, which features our guys, obviously, against TCU. And then, of course, later on this evening, it'll be myself, Alex, and our repetitive, sorry, that's all I can come up with, special guest here on the show. He'll be with us to talk K-State, TCU, all things Big 12 Championship tonight, part of the weekly edition, episode 133, which will come out, I believe. I'm planning on putting that out on Friday. If you hear anything messing around outside of our house, it's trucks again not being really smart, but it's whatever. And by the time I get done with this, this trucker's still gonna be messing around. But anyways, let's get on right down to it, down the line. Obviously, everything's gonna kick off Friday with Utah, USC. USC 6th ranked in the nation, Utah 14th in the country. That is the Pac-12 championship game on Friday. That will kick off championship week. I might be missing one, but that's what I got on the list right there. And then obviously there's a huge Saturday slate, which starts off with our game and our only team. We try to upset TCU and knock them out of a possible college football playoff appearance there for them. So obviously it'll be the second time we play TCU this year. So all eyes for us will be on TCU. And for those of us who are not going to Arlington, like myself, we'll be keeping a damn close eye on that game. Well, obviously, because we'll be watching the game, what I'm talking about. Anyways, that's the first game. Is the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship game, the SEC Championship game. Georgia, undefeated, number one team ranked in the country pretty much all year long, taking on LSU Now, that's going to change here pretty soon, actually. So, as I'm sitting here recording this, 9-3. And, yeah, they took a big hit with that loss to A&M. So, ha-ha for those guys. And then, good old our friends from Tulane take on UCF. UCF, our future Big 12 opponent, our future friend for next year. The Super Conference for next year, UCF, Cincinnati. We're going a new head coach, BYU, Houston. Those guys will join in. Oklahoma and Texas will not be leaving the conference this year. That's going to have to wait. That is an afternoon game as well. Same time as the LSU-Georgia tilt there. And then a couple of primetime games with the Big Ten Championship game. Michigan looking to punch their ticket to the college football playoff against Purdue, an 8-4 Purdue team. Michigan undefeated. And then last but not least, ACC championship game there. Clemson looking to bounce back. Well, both teams looking to bounce back from gut-wrenching losses in their rivalry games. Clemson, North Carolina in a Subway ACC championship game as well. So that's a look at a slate right there. As I'm looking outside of my window right now, I don't know what this guy's doing. I really don't know. Yeah, he messed up himself there on that one. But anyways, yeah, that's a look around. This is in College Game Day. Oh, by the way, we'll be in Arlington. So they picked our game over, well, obviously, for one, Georgia LSU, because LSU screwed themselves there against A&M, so that took them out of it. And maybe with all these projections and everything else, of course, we'll talk about this more on the weekly. I'm pretty sure this will come up, or I should remember it. But anyways, a lot of Alabama could be our opponent in the bowl game here. So, well, Alex started it, so I blame him. But it could be a possibility, win or lose. So we'll see what happens. Again, results of that. But I'm focused on beating TCU right now. That what matters. College Game Day chose Clemson over North Carolina. Sucks for them. There's one, obviously, a mismatch with Michigan Purdue. Now, again, this is college football now. Championship week, we saw a lot of weirdness last week with the rivalry games and all that. And let's not say, wouldn't that put it past to see maybe one or two upsets. And hopefully one of ours is our game on Saturday morning into the later portion of Championship Saturday. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, College Game Day will be down there in old Jerry World, setting the stage for Max Duggan, Will Howard, in that matchup, the Big 12 Championship game. I am looking forward to that game. So I'm just getting really excited by the day, obviously. And then, of course, it really kicks off an exciting first couple weeks of the month. And my marathon is the following week down where, almost where, Big 12 Championship is going to be taking place. Well, it's going to be in Dallas, not Arlington. So I'm going to miss the championship. Well, obviously, by now it's old news, but I missed the championship game by a week. Because, hey, if it was on the same weekend, hell yeah, I'd be going. No question about it. But, hey, I got my own fish to fry myself. So I got to take care of my own business next weekend as what in the world is this dude doing? I just don't understand. Our work is done over here. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. People, they need to have common sense. They have all the space over here. And yet, you want to pull up right on next to our house and do whatever it is that you're doing. So, this dude has been at it for the last 20 minutes. I'm sorry to go ADD, but that's just the way it is. But anyways, all the space over here. Look over the space. This part, just do what you got to do over there. Don't come over here. But but anyways, I'm getting a little agitated because that should have been handled 15 minutes ago. And by the time I've done with this podcast, the dudes will finally settle into something. But anyways, speaking of settling into something, hopefully K-State will settle in to this Big 12 championship game. And we're obviously, we have a lot of alumni down there in Fort Worth. So I am definitely looking forward to see what happens down there in the already, you know, I gotta give a shout out to K-State Nation real quick. K-State Nation, shout out. You know, those seats gonna go out quick. The student section tickets already gone, not even 24 hours over the weekend, last weekend, after the K-State knocked out KU in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. All tickets were gone by Sunday, sellout, and then the additional allotment, I think, of 500 more tickets were, I think, sold out as well. So, you know, K-State's going to show up down there. The Battle of the Purples, the Purple Project podcast, my name of my podcast, K-State podcast, the Battle of the Purples, round two here in 2022. I'm just ready to get started down there. I would not be remiss. Now, obviously, with these type of crowds, it's supposed to be 50-50. I wouldn't be surprised that we have an edge over TCU. Yes, TCU, they're a little bit more closer to home, Fort Worth, Arlington. But look, me and Oz have talked about this plenty of times on this podcast. There's a strong alumni base, K-State alumni base, down there, Dallas area, Arlington, Fort Worth. There's a lot of people down there, and there's a lot of folks, friends that I know that are going down there as well, road tripping down there as well. So I'm excited, obviously. Slightly jealous for those that are going to skate, first off, but hey, it's okay. I got a busy Saturday on my hands anyways. It's all started with the K-State game, TCU. I just can't wait to see what happens. The first Big 12 title game appearance, I think, since K-State upset OU, if I'm not mistaken, going all the way back to 2000, I think. 99 or 2000, one of those two is in Kansas City, where obviously, Oklahoma was heavy favored, and K-State kicked OU's ass. So, there's that as well. Well, I'm going to end this podcast, and these guys still screwing around. So, that's shame on these guys. The Purple Project Podcast. I don't get myself in trouble. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Appreciate you guys' support. You're new to the show for the first time. You found this show for the first time. I appreciate the support. We appreciate the support as well. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And I am looking forward to, obviously, more K-State content coming later on this week. Obviously, we got the weekly edition, Big 12 championship preview style, and everything else in between. Obviously, women's basketball will be resuming on Sunday. Busy week for K-State sports coming up this weekend. That's a look at championship week this week in the NCAA college football. Everything is going to be decided this week. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host. Appreciate you. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the PPBD edition of this podcast.